Reis Samach Vav, we did Siv Vav, we did not do the Mishaburan. Well, we started very briefly the Mishaburan. No, we didn't start Mishaburan and Siv Vav at all. Okay, so Mishaburan Siv Katan Yudalit. Okay, so we started talking about over here when we have a case giving it to a cherish shirt or a katan. So the same way, just like an animal, we have to put it on once they start walking. So over here also we have to do that. Kusha Mahalach. So we put it on the cherish shirt or katan after they started walking. Now the behema is based, like we said by behema, batam. Because if he gives it to him beforehand, so then the cherish of the katan will be doing it. So the malacha deraisa of akira, dalaramas, and hanacha. So he's facilitating an isur deraisa of them. There's no din of shisas behemta. There's not a din of shisas chershay. But you cannot feed them an iser. So this is the equivalent of feeding them an iser. Right? So if you can't feed them non-kosher food, even though he's not mitzuba that to even necessarily stop them, but he cannot feed them. So the Ramah said that even like this is only if he gives it to the Mishachashecha. He gives it to me, but Yoim is mutter. Tesvob. The Ozan and Nikra is that Michael be a dime. Is that called he's being Michael be a dime? Because it's not Shabbos yet. Kima da ato, a dime less be Isur. There's no Isur right now for caring. Masha Yamar, Hacher Shat Vakata, Nacher Shechashech, Hacher Zabarker Raglov. So now, if we'll see in the next coming Sifim, if a person never does an Amida, on Shabbos, so there's no Akira. If he doesn't Akira before Shabbos, that's walking before Shabbos, and he continues to walk and to walk and to walk as Shabbos is, and finally he gets where he's going to and he stops. So that's the Hanukkah. The Akira was before Shabbos, so there's never a Malacha Deraisa. So, but if the person would stop on Shabbos and then start again, so the stopping ends the first Akira, and now it's Munach, and then when he starts again, that's a new Akira. That second Akira over here by the Cheshet V'Katan has nothing to do with, it's not directly him. So it's not called B'Michael anymore. That is the cherish of the cotton doing it on their own, not because of the adult. And so they're doing it, so it's not him being Michael. Now, not only that, he doesn't have to stop them. So therefore, he does not need to take off the kiss when the child stops. We say, one second, the child's about to start again. Take off the kiss before he starts. This way, he's not doing a malacha, a full malacha, when he starts walking. So that's not true, because that's not his. There's no din of Jesus of the child. By behema. There he cannot allow his animal to do work. So that over there, regam shum mechamer achrayan, also in a case where he's facilitating the move the animal from go. He's mechamer. Okay, af sheniach alem b'yam, even he put it before Shabbos. Chayev litol himenu kishamedes mishachshecha lahashin mayim b'chiyetzib zeh. If the animal stops for whatever reason, so when the animal is about to start again, he has to take it off on the animal, but when the animal stops, when the animal starts, it's not on the animal. Only put it back up once the animal started. So, fine. So, therefore, the by behem it's a problem, and by cherish of the katan it's not a problem. Zok the Ramah that mivodyam is mutter. Zok the magen ram. No, even mivodyam is a problem. And the zok mishabura, at least by karmelis, you'll be making on that point. Okay. Sif Zayin. Okay, Sif Zayin is very now is getting getting closer to a more common case of a person starts on Shabbos and realizes that he has something in his pocket. So the case over here, a person started before Shabbos, so the Akira which he did was before Shabbos. But he might have stopped on Shabbos, etc. So what should he do? Im ein imoy shum echad sif zayin. Ein imoy shum echad kol elus. He has no behema, he has no goy, he has no chershat of a katan. He's all by himself. So yitatzalenu pochas pochas mi'ar ba'amis. Okay. So we're going to allow him to carry a series of short walks, each one less than 4 amos. So he'll do what Akira, walk less than 4 amos, do a hanocha, and then again, see each one is and, each one is less than the dalet amos. None of them are a malacha. This kula, zafakiso metziyah shabal yodoy, avol inloy bal yodoy loy. It's only once he has it, ermekel, say adam balam amaynoy, and we're going to allow him to do this. This is an isid rabbanon. But again, we have the sora that a person becomes bohol, he becomes overwhelmed, and he acts irrationally when it comes to his money. So once he has the item, we're afraid if we don't come up with something behetzer, he's just going to walk straight and do the law of the raisa. So we're matter the iser of pachas pachas me arbahamis. Okay, now, let's see Sif Ches, and then we'll go back. Yesh Arim, that this kula, which is a very big kula, we're allowing this person to walk which normally is Osimir Rabbanu. Davka Misha Hikshik LeBederach. This is only if a person, it happened that he became Hikshik LeBederach, which means that he was traveling. Sheisav Shadan Yeshos B'Yom, he had really planned to get to his destination before Shabbos and not have to be involved in carrying on Shabbos. And he didn't realize that it was longer than expected, etc. Okay. Of a Misha Yotzim Ibeisa Samal Chesheicha Veshachav Lahitzim Shesarabim, a person who right before Shabbos walked out with something in his pocket, even though he had forgot that he had it there, but that's a negligence that we'll see later on. A person will have to check his pockets. Samal Chesheicha, because you might walk out and keep with something in your pocket. So you shouldn't be tearing something out in your pocket. So that itself is considered some level of negligence. Therefore we say that we do not give him any leniencies in that situation, and either leave your item there and or stay there the whole Shabbos and guard it. But you know, you can leave the item there and you can come back in and ask the goy to guard it. You know, if you have a goy that you trust, you can do that. But we're not going to be matter any of these all of these different heterim. Okay, let's see Mishabura. Mishabura should come to Zion. Okay, so he has none of these options available. He has no animal, akum, cherish, to recall them with him. So we're going to matter, pachas, pachas, medalad amas. So the Mishabura, the shus chamer humoid, timolom yisamtim vishura v'yavu lohelech arba amas v'shus harabim. This is a very, 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 the potential for transgressing on the deraisa is very high. And therefore, he's going to carry Dalet Amos with Shusha Rabin. We're afraid of that. So therefore, the Chazal really, really did not want to be to this. Because she got a Latir Chazal, the Chazal, under the pressure of the circumstances, were matter it. There is a Rabbanon. But, Mechanal. But since it's very, very close to the Raisa, they're only remounted if you have no other option. So this is why this is a last resort. So he goes, Pachas, Pachas, Mer, Bahamas. Mzeh, Eno, Moyol, Elo, Linyan, Tilti, Mishas, Rabim, Barber, Carmelis. So there are two different issues which you have to deal with. We have to deal with the issue of transporting it from point A to point B. We also have to deal with the issue of bringing it from the Rishas Rabim into Rishas Yachid. Right, so he travels on the Shisarabim, the mile, 2 miles, whatever it is that he needs to get to where his destination. He has to get into the house. That's a separate problem. So Pachas Pachas Me'arba Amis only solves the first one. Arbe Karmel is Shari Yisra, whom he should tilt to Abrahamis. Al Kain, Mahani is that. That will solve the problem. Abba Mekarmel is Shari Yachid, Al Mishis Arabim. Koshkem Mishis Yachid, Rabim Mishis Yachid. Going from the Karmel to Rishis Arabim, or Rishis Yachid. Or going from the Rishis Arabim into Rishis Yachid, which there the Yisra is Hachnosa, not Dalet Amis. So what? How are you going to solve the problem? The fact that you're walking pachas on Dalet Amis doesn't solve that problem. The issue of mishum hitzah, mishus also feel bechatzi yama and lemarol zeh. So going and stopping every short amount doesn't help you. If you did transfer from point A to point B, you got a problem. Okay, min yonenu shabos samach lebeisah shehu mishus yachid. So how are we going to get around that problem? So he's traveling, and he goes less than Dalet Amis, he stops, less than Dalet Amis, he stops, etc. Finally, he reaches his home. So, how does he enter into the Rishus HaYochid safely? So, the loch is Yizrak Akis Kalacha Yad the Beisoy, Kreshel Tehevi Hakdosa Gemura. So, because leaving outside, Adam Bolam, I'm afraid if we don't come up with a Hetri, he's going to walk in straight, that's a Malacha the Raisu. So, we say, no, throw it in. I feel him also hanocha because he bought some of the beisoy. Coming to the hefnis the beisoy kalacha yad mishum hefse. Now, if he has not done a hanocha, so same way for Dalet Amis, you need a kira walking Dalet Amis and hanocha for the isra of hachnasa and hutzah. We need a kira the transfer. And then the hanocha. If there was no hanocha prior, so there was no akira. So we should argue there's no akira. So even in that situation, even feeling im also hanocha because she was on the base. Even he mamash did hanocha right now. She mamash dealing with an akira right next to the house, and that's a malacha or a potential malacha. They still make it, as opposed to if he didn't do an akira. Recently, so we can say maybe that walking is not no shaykhus to this halacha, which we'll talk about that.
What do you mean?
We'll talk about it. Okay, and then why were they mad? Mishum hefsim. Kazem ataz lo yafa oisim oisin shenoisim tinuk lamul b'pachas pachsim erbahamis. So when people want to transport the child on Shabbos to the moel, so they do the eitz of pachas pachsim erbahamis. So what do you gain? We have a problem. How do you get him out of the house? We're going to throw him kalachar yad. Take your 8-day-old child and throw him kalachar yad. And how do you get him into the house of the moil or the shul? Again, you throw him in kalachar yad. What are you going to do? So we can have a goy do the transfer from the house to the Rishus Rabbi. Or the Carmelists, and then we can have the Jew. And the girl will take him in. They're like the Magan of Rum that bring them all to the house. You don't have to do it in the shul. So we're not going to matter these Yisurim Derabon in order to bring the child to the Mir Lakum and Pachas Pachas Mer Rambos, those type of things, in order to do Mila in the Shul when you could do it at home without doing anything at all, without doing any Malach at all. Okay, so he goes Pachas Pachas Mer Rambos. So the point is, he goes less than Dalet Amis, and then he does a Hanocha. So therefore, when he starts again, It's not an continuation of the Dalet Amis, but rather it's a new act of moving something. So you need a hanocha of the item in between. So there was an akira, less than Dalet Amis, and then there was a hanocha. So how do you get a hanocha? So one option, you put it down on the ground. We said before that just like akira's gufa, it's akira's chayfitz. Hanocha's gufa is like hanocha's chayfitz. So by stopping and being stationary, it's like you did a hanocha. However, there is a connection to that. The two reasons why a person stops because he wants to rest, or he gets involved in something else. And there's a person who's stopping because he's trying to adjust his burden. He's doing it for the purpose of carrying, to facilitate the act of carrying. It's called the midah lekatef. to adjust it on his kosef, on his shoulders. So over here, that's considered like there was no pause. That's considered a tall part of the walking process. Part of the walking process, sometimes you have to stop to adjust it. So that's not considered a hafzik at all. And therefore, there would be an akira moving more than dalat amis, and then finally on nalch at the end. So that's not good. So yamal lafush, by the time he has to stop to rest in between, rega echad lahafzik b'neim, at least a short period of time in order to, a brief moment to have a real pause. And therefore, stopping, the person stopping is like he put the chavetz down. So now there was a hanokah, less dalat amis. And then when he starts again, it's in the wakira. Oh God, the eno oimid bin tayim, the tzarech atzma lenuach tzas. Okay, so yavra aramas rishus bevasachas. So now, bishloma, if a person's stopping to rest, he's saying, I'm not walking anymore. I'm not walking anymore. I am stopping to rest. So that's clearly a hanokah on the person, it's hanokah on the chavetz, it ends the first act of hoitzah, and when he starts afterwards, it's a brand new act of walking. I get that. But over here, he's only pausing because Allah says he has to pause. So he's not really pausing. So we should argue that that's not called an amido, that it should interrupt the transportation of the item more than dalat amis. So even so, he's only doing it in order not to be over the Isra going to Al-Ramas. That's considered a halacha, like he paused for a rest. However, in time. Now, this halacha of that halachas kubu kanachas chavitz is only if a person just pauses. But a person actually sits down, he sat down. That's clearly an interruption on his... So even a person stands to pause, to rest, to adjust, or for this purpose of not to be able to answer, so we can debate what the status of that is. Is that standing for a real pause? Is it standing to, like it said, it's like a standing to facilitate more walking? So, right, he's just doing it not to be able to be. But if a person actually sits down or puts the item down, he did. So either of those options clearly interrupts the acts of Hutsu. If we have two people, it's even better. So Reuven walks less than dalat amis and he gives it to Shimon. Shimon walks less than dalat amis and he gives it back to Reuven. So Reuven's walking, even if Reuven does not stop lafush, but he passes to Shimon, so Reuven continues to walk, but Shimon is a new maisa. There's no hemshek from Reuven to Shimon. So for Shar Simon concerned, this is his akira right now, which is then he goes less than dalat amis, so he passes it back to Reuven. Okay. Now again, there's only mutter because even that is also mirabana. It's only mutter because adam bar lama moina, etc. There's all talking about something which is bala yodoi, your test, hanami vajoyim, chanabas sefal. It has to be something which he acquired before Shabbos. Okay. Sivkot and now on Sivchas, which we did already. Sivkot and Chav. So, he thought there was still time, vajoyim. Shaksas onish chosha, it's considered a little bit of an onus. But a person who walked out, someone chashecha, Atam, we're not going to make it because what's the reason? The Pesheyahu, he's negligent. The Kiman, the Be'ezah, Yitzhi, all your son of the Chosheka, he walked out right near the Shkiah. He has the responsibility to realize that he can't have something in his pocket, he might forget and carry it. Therefore, we're not going to make it for him. But if a person left earlier believing that he really had time, that's not the same level of negligence. That's not a gross negligence. Therefore, we're mako that you can give it to the goy, to the animal, etc. Fine. But in that situation, a person went out right before Shabbos. So what should he do? So he should do like the following. Yata chagura b'shuk. He should let his belt with his money on it fall. When I fall, Rabbi Yehuda, let's jump right. He tells the guy to watch it. Tefillah Rabba, Hebi Bidas Rashba, Hacherlik, Al Yeshemim, the Hazel Silik, the Gamma said Yeshism Chalak called Rachman now, because of the Yeshim Lismacholov. So the Rabba says, the Rashba says, no, even in the case of a person was negligent, he went out Erev Shabbos with something in his pocket, which he should not have done. But if B'diavad, if he ended up continuing into Shabbos, we're going to give him these leniencies, etc. Okay. Sif Tess. So now this fellow is going pachas pachas dal ramas. He finally reaches the city. He gives the chatzar chitzani. He reaches the first chatzar, the outermost chatzar of the city, from his direction. So he reaches the place where he has a way to leave the item safe. The whole hetz over here, because the person is worried about what's going to happen to his money, on a bala moina, and he's going to act irrationally, etc. Once he reaches a place where it can be safe, it's a chatzar where he could put the item safely. So then we're not going to be matter anymore. So, in a scenario where the animal is carrying it, so not to Melech Hamor, Kalem, and he told him, he takes off of the animal any items which halachically are not muksin, they're allowed to be moved on Shabbos. He takes them off and puts them down into the chatzar. Great. Shenim, he told him, the items which are muksa, matches a chavolim, v'hasakim, that he has to just untie. The saddlebags and the saddlebags will fall down to the ground themselves.
Saddlebags,
okay. So the sakim, the bags. He unties the ropes and the bags, which contain the whatever the animal's carrying, will fall down. If what is packed in the bag is something which is muksa, so you can't move it. So he's supposed to drop it, but it's made out of glass. So now what do you do? It's made out of glass, but it's muksa. You can't move it by yadayim because it's muksa. Can't drop it practically because it's glass. Okay. On shame kosher shal makiz edam shenarim l'shabbos l'chlum pishahem meusim. So what's an example of something which is a klis kuchis, which is not roy? It was the container which they used, the people who are makas dam would use to catch the blood. And so people are makas das on that, it's mias to them. So it's a delicate instrument, etc., but it's mias. So it's not what to move on Shabbos. So what do you do? But if you let it drop to the ground, it's going
to
break.
Why isn't
it? It is. Muksa to move on Shabbos. So if you let it drop, it's going to break. So you're allowed to put pillows underneath, pillows and mattresses underneath to catch it. Break the fall, it shouldn't break. Now, but now we have another problem. Now you have sitting on this pillow, this muksa item, which you're not allowed to take off of the pillow. So the pillow now is there to support that, so the pillow becomes bitukli mechana. It can no longer be functioned for its other purposes. Okay, so zot mishavura v'dafke masos ketanim shiachol l'shamtam. So if once it's on the ground, if you pull the pillow out, it's not going to break. That little fall from the pillow to the ground, that's not a big problem. I'm not worried about that. So if it's a small load, which will fall onto this pillow, so I can pull the pillow out from underneath and use the pillow. So it comes out that the pillow never became mevotel mehechana. You could always use it still. You just pull it out and use it. So if it's a small load, you'll be able to pull the pillow out from underneath that load, so then it's not botel. Alim heim gedarlin. If the package which is being dropped is so heavy and so large, you will not be able to get to the pillow to pull it out. You're not able to actually pull out the mattress from underneath it. Also, you can't put the mattress there. Because by doing so, you're making the mattress, it's going to be stuck there the rest of Shabbos. Pirush sha you were mevatel from the tashmish which it was normally expected to use for. So what do you do? Parka menachas shel yishavru, we're going to allow you to let them off gently that they shouldn't break. So why don't you say just leave it on the animal till after Shabbos? No, that's tzar b'lechayim, to leave it the animal with this burden on it. So we're going to give you a heter to get it off the animal, but not through bitul kli mehechonoi. So you will lower it down slowly. That'll be the eighth. It's a large. If it's a large burden, which will make it impossible to put. Once it's on the pillow, you can't get the pillow out. So the pillow is now stuck. That you can't do anything with it. Before it was mukhan to be used on Shabbos for sleeping, whatever, and now it's useless. So you're mivatel kli mechonoi. I'm sorry, what?
When the load is fragile,
the point of, if the load is not fragile, you don't need a pillow underneath. The load is fragile, but it's heavy, and if it's heavy, once it's there, you can't get it off. You can't just pull it out from underneath. It's too big. It's too heavy to do that. Okay. Siv cotton chaf gimel. Yigil chotzer. Okay, so this fellow is traveling pachas with Dalai Lamas, and he finally arrives to the first chotzer of the city. So he say, throw it off your back in a way which is kilach yad. So he's doing the hachnosa in a drabanadig way. Hiksha moganavam dehoi kikoy behema porta lifnea pesach mal mishasarab and lishasayachid kushakosa besif yudalav. I'm sorry, he's not throwing it off. We're talking about the case, it's on the animal, right? We're going to make a case of the animal. So you say, well, what's the eight? So you undo the pack and you let it fall. So where are you doing? You're doing it inside the chotzer. But how to get into the chotzer? The animal paused, and then it went in. So I mean, there was a hanlacha when the animal paused. There is the transport when it goes inside, and then when you undo the straps, you're doing hanlacha. So you did a full malacha of the rice over here. That's Mogen Rambam's kasha. So he could behave importantly if they are passed when the animal pauses before it goes inside. So that's considered a hanocha. And now when the animal starts walking again, there's a new akira. So there's an akira going inside and then a hanocha. So you did a hachnosa to a shesayachit, of course, you called them the sefer aleph. So what differentiates between the person and the animal? That's what you have to answer. Fine. He does not like that teretz of the Magen Avraham. Fine. V'yesh etartzim. The yizur litul mebehema take it bevoya lechotzer boidem aleches. You take it off the animal when the animal's still moving. So there was never a hanocha. Today shoti hanocha al yedei behema. The animal not doing the hanocha. So who's doing the hanocha? The person. The person didn't do it like here. So the animal who did that kira did not do the halacha, because the person took it off when the animal's moving. Had the animal stopped, it means the animal's on a kira and on halacha. No, the animal, before the animal stops, take it off of his back. So the person, only he's inside. He didn't do a hachnasa. All he did was take it from a shesayach and put it on the ground. So he didn't do anything. The animal didn't do anything either, because he didn't put it down. He didn't pause.
He was sarabim.
He's in a shesayach now. He came into the Shasayaka with the animal. He wants to unload the animals. He said, well, I didn't do anything. The animal came in on its own. I'm just taking it from the Shasayaka on the animal down to the ground. Okay, so you take it off when it's still moving. So therefore, the Hanukkah is not yet a behemoth. Or you take it off before the animal goes, before the animal pauses to go inside. When the animal pauses, take it off. When the animal starts going again, after the animal starts walking, put it back on. So there was no akira on the chayfetz through the animal, because the person did, as it were, put it on the animal. So he did the akira. The animal did the movements. So there's no, the animal never did the akira. She's only tomato comes in the chaser. Well, you need a leo, and only put it on once the animal started moving. For the animal did not do the akira. Even though the animal pauses, does hanocha, but less than what? Who cares? So, by a person, that would be awesome to do half of the malacha, the hanacha without the akira, the akira without the hanacha. That's also mirabana. But now when the animal does it, they didn't. They weren't geyser. Because mutal chachila. Now, so what about animal carrying in the caramelis? So here the Moshe Dirsha points out that later on in the halachas of Shisas Behemta, the Mishabur brings a sheet that says that by caramelis were machber. It's not like there's a different type of, you know, the action of the malacha is chaser, just Chazal made this makam as if it was Shisar Rabbim, and all the actions are there, so there were machber. At least there's Yeshem that were machber. Okay, so he takes it off of the animal, and once the animal's inside, and fine, that's almost how much namuksa. Fill him yours to me test of soy and shari mishum sabalechaim. Lavoki also leaf on his minagol, a cloud, koshikosa, saib sim and shinlam and gimbal. Chazal asked her because of Tircha unloading in a wagon. Wagon came in for Shabbos, sitting on the chutz, I want to unload the wagon. Tircha problem, can't do it. Over here, we were makel, even though it's a large, very large load. Okay. But let's say, however, something which is muksa, for example, the Mekizei Dam, the camel of the Mekizei Dam, which are, and the man out of glass, because they're mos. Yalla gav the muksa machos miyas mutter, hanu hechad l'chazi l'ksuyah beimona, v'hachil l'chaz l'ksasa shim yiplu yishavru. So now there's a machlokes whether the muksan achasmias is a problem or not. Tina Rehuda and Rishim, and we pass the muksan achasmias is not a problem. It means a person has something which is finds mias. We see in the back of his mind, he's saying, if I need it, I'm going to use it. And that's Rishim and Shita. That's not called muksan. So he's not. He never. There are certain cases which we assume even according to Rishim, he's moida. Muksan achasmias. Rishim is moida. Machsaron kis. Rishim is moida. But achasmias, Rishim says, not a problem. So that's only if there's a practically something you can do with it. If there's nothing you can do with it, then he says, I'm not going to use it for for this thing because it's me. Is everything else I won't do it because it's delicate. All right. So that functions along the lines of a cliche of I'm maxadask. I don't want. It's delicate. It's fragile. I don't want to deal with it. I have a fancy camera. I was like, well, you could use it as a paperweight. I'm not using my fancy camera as a paperweight. It's too expensive to use a paperweight, so I'm totally maxed out. But so you're allowed to do that, but it's only by myself. It's katanim because there's no problem with the klima echana. Because as soon as when you put it down, you can pull out the pillow underneath. Shiachol. Well, the nesu mishmatam bosses the liver. So like Tzvi asked, okay, so it's not the klima echana. What happened to the dinner bosses? You made it mux as a bosses. No. They were not on the pillow, Benishmoshes. So the pillow doesn't get a din of bosses. So now, it doesn't mean that's not a bosses at all. The kol zman that you're keeping it there and you want to keep it on that thing, even though we spoke about this yesterday, 2 days ago, I don't remember anymore. The din of muksa that muksa make this a benishmash that we saw the kliyayim. It's always told benishmashes. It's not 100% correct. It's not true. Muksa has two dinim in it. One is a maksadasim. It's melech muksa. That applies even if that can happen on Shabbos as well. But let's say that the reason for that muksa goes away. So if it was muksa beginning of Shabbos, the person maksadasim beginning of Shabbos, even if the reason for the muksa goes away, it remains muksa. If something became muksa on Shabbos, if the reason for the muksa goes away, it becomes mutter again. So now, if I say I want this keli on these karmic sauces, I want it there, it became a bosses. It'll become a on Shabbos. But when I change my mind, that I'm able to pull it away, it's not a bosses anymore. I can change my mind. That can change the status on Shabbos. Okay. Let's hold it here.